And I got to drop this deuce. I've been moving in my chair back and forth, waiting for it.
Hey, this is your producer, Duff. What you're about to listen to is filled with witty rants and dry humor. While our show can be very entertaining, we feel we must caution the close-minded among us. There's foul, dirty fits of geeked-out rage and all-around bad attitudes ahead. Can't say we didn't warn you. So, keep your hands away from your private parts and your ears engaged at all times. This is Prime. Hello there, and welcome to Prime. What's up, guys? It's Prime, right here on the Room Intel Podcast Network. I'm your producer, Duff. With me, as always, is Michael and Carrie.
What is happening?
How are your nuts, man? I know you. I know you're recovering from the vasectomy.
Well, I'm proud to say that I expelled the demon from my loins this week. And I was very afraid that that demon was going to claw out and tear everything up on the way out. But it was normal. A little sensitivity seems to be gone, but we'll have to revisit this maybe tonight or tomorrow and see how it goes.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, yeah. That's my very, very poignant way of just saying I masturbated.
Yeah, no, I didn't need to have you go there. But
you sure? Right,
thank you then.
Choke the chicken?
No, I'm good.
Knuckle babies?
Carrie, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Can I ask one question?
What?
I
just want,
Curry, and I know you're going to hate this. Every blue moon, or every now and then, can I call you Care Bear?
No, I don't care. My grandmother used to.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, cool. I just wanted to make sure it was okay with the curve.
Why
make sure?
Why do you think her Facebook username is CareBear71?
I had no idea that was a Facebook username.
There you go. Hey, the more you know, right?
The more you know.
Yeah.
See, I just see Carrie Lamb on mine.
Well, yeah, I know. All right. Yeah, it's facebook.com/C-something. CareBear71. Yeah, something like that.
Don't put a business all out in the street like that, man.
It's public knowledge, dude.
I know.
So, how you been, man? Other than the vasectomy and the masturbation, which we do not want to hear about.
Thank you.
How's it been?
You know what's funny? Not too bad. It was a little tough walking at the beginning of the week. Got through it a little bit better. Literally by Friday was finally where I didn't feel any pain or like... Correction. I won't say didn't feel any pain. Didn't feel like that constant pain of like rubbing up against the scars or whatever. But here's one thing that I did do due to my testicles being down and out. I had a chance to listen to an old podcast that was once on here a long time ago.
Okay.
I think a person by the name of Petty Patty.
What the fuck?
May have introduced me to this particular podcast this week. They go by the name of he shall not be mentioned, something like that. Ted.
Why are we even talking about this? It was hilarious.
Well, yeah, that's why we go. Come on now, listen. I've been wanting to say something about this, and the good thing about it is everything that I'm going to say now, I said to Sean, Jimmy. And Care Bear's not so favorite person.
You could just say Trevor.
Trevor, I was supposed to. It's funny because I told you we had like right after you guys had a falling out, probably not right after last Saturday or Sunday. Yeah. He hit me up and we but it's on IM, you know, Facebook IM, and we chatted for like 15, 20 minutes. Like I thought he would do one or two, like, hey, what's going on? He was like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, I'm good. What's going on with you? Yeah. And it's funny because none of it really was like aimed at me. I felt weird. Cause I'm like, I don't have a personal beef with him, but I just on the strength of my squad, you know, like just let them know what it is. Like you get to talking crazy, talking greasy, man. I had to put four knuckles across your lip. You know what I'm saying?
What was he saying? I have to ask.
Actually, the funny thing about it was all about me. So it was mostly about me. He asked me if I knew what happened. He asked me if I was going to listen to the show that he did this week. And he the funny thing about it, it wasn't bad or anything about that. Like, not at all. Because I think he was trying to see where I was at. Like, if I would be like, don't you dare talk about that. I'll kick your mother. I'll fly down to Georgia and murder you, you know. So, you know, I got it up on here somewhere. I'd have to look at it, but it wasn't bad. So he was like, yeah, it's going to be an interesting show. And then he threw out his, he was like, you and Jimmy should do a show. And I'm like, really? What's that? And he was like, you guys should call it Black on Black. And I was like, what? And then I thought about it. And it was the reason why I thought it sounded even better, because I was like, we could do like Black on Black crime and then Black on Black sports or something stupid. Don't worry about it. But once I heard the episode, that was single-handedly, especially because I have personal stake in it, the funniest thing I've ever heard from two people trying desperately to get through to another person. Like, you normally don't get to see that in real time. Like, normally it's scripted or something, but they were desperately trying to do it.
Yeah.
And they threw some shots at us. And I was like, all right. I was like, I don't know how much I like this, you know. Like, don't be throwing shots at me, you know. If they try to defame Care Bear's good name.
Oh, that's impossible. And you know, here's my take on it.
Actually, it's not. It wasn't them. It was more of them. Like, why do you have a problem with Curry? And you could just see that it was like it wasn't. It was like all personal, and it had nothing to do with anything that was actually like any resemblance of fact.
That's what I'm saying.
It was just like all like kind of made up, and they were like, "What are you talking about? Like, she's never did a blah blah." And it's so funny because everything that I would have said, or like even you guys would have said, Sean and Jimmy said together to him.
Yeah.
And it was like, what, you know, so, you know.
Yeah, I posted the link earlier this week when it got released.
Yeah, you did.
So if you're a follower of us on Twitter or the Facebook, you can just go there and you'll see the link to the Touche El Douche episode. I think it was great. Like, we spent, you know, half a show here, maybe a little bit of a show there talking about it. We didn't spend an entire show on it. Not only did they spend an entire show on it, it was a 2-hour show.
They got into it like they were really like, listen, man, this was 110% your fault, and da da da, and this that, and like, you do this with everything, and it was like some like old shit started getting brought up. I was like, oh shit, this is getting juicy. All right, go ahead. Like, this shit, I didn't even know.
Don't you must not have really paid that much attention to what was spewing out of the fat one's mouth. And that was, you know, it was all me. You know, I had it out for him.
That was
pussy whipped.
He said he got all emotional or something like that over a hole. And I was like, a hole? I was like, oh, shit. I was like, really? I was like, how dare you disrespect our talent?
Well, no, the entire hour and 50 minutes of the 2-hour conversation, he was like solid on the fact that he was in the right and that we were all in the wrong. And he was fighting it. Facebook Radio Theater they read like private messages between Sean and Trevor and Jimmy and me. They did the entire, like, we didn't even go into that. They went
all the way into it.
They read word for word the entire conversation that I sent Sean.
I'm telling you, that's why it was put this way. It was one of my favorite podcasts, only because all the stuff that I knew already, and the personal level that it was on, it was like, oh shit, I know about that. I saw that too. So it was just interesting, but it was hilarious.
It was a marvelous train wreck. It really was.
But here's the funny thing about it. So he actually, when he hit me up, because I hit them all up, like, that was hilarious. I told you, I said, Trevor, you are the perfect asshole. I was like, everything went over your fucking head. I was like, but then he hit me up. He was like, no, he was like, honestly, before the first break, I knew that I was in the wrong. He's like, but And he said it on the show, like, at the end, he was like, but I couldn't let it be known until the end. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, as long as you know. And then again, even when he did that, I was like, it's still in your way of, you know, being wrong. It's like, it's not so bad. I was like, yeah. I was like, that's, and they kept giving him all these examples. I was like, yeah, you can't shoot somebody, leave them to die bleeding in the street, turn around and be like, all right, I guess I'll drive you to the hospital. We're cool, right? Like, no, you fucking shot me. Like, no, we're not cool. So it was interesting. I liked that episode of them. And I'd never listened to the other stuff.
The thing that, you know, even at the end, it was still, you know, let's find something that Carrie did. The only thing that Carrie ever did was...
not like him right off the bat.
Not like him right off the bat. And essentially call that out to everybody that could vote on his piece of shit podcast by saying, well, I'll vote because Jimmy wants to be on the network.
Yeah.
Not because Trevor has any talent, because he really doesn't.
I will give it to him. If he would stop smoking all the pot, he'd be a great producer. But he's so lazy.
Dude, when your best friend, and that was in air quotes.
Wait,
no, both of his friends. You are no. If you are Patrick the Black version, let me finish a sentence because you went off into an area that I was not going. So his friend, and that again in air quotes, the one that he went to the movie with after the taping of the show works at a pizza parlor. How do you think he got to know the person? It's probably because he keeps that pizza parlor in business.
Oh.
I love it. Oh, the pettiness.
Well, it's not so petty. It's
no, I was kidding.
When you have no way to, even if he was tied in a chair getting waterboarded right in front of you, there's no way you could have a rational conversation with him because his head is so far up his ass and the world just spins right around his big equator. You know, there's no getting through to him. You know, it takes all but losing his tripod to get him his little asshole to quiver and think, oh, I better at least act like I'm sorry. You know, he has no concept.
I just know it was hilarious because all the things that you guys were saying is kind of like the same things they were saying. And like even the one point where Trevor's like, he's like, Sean was like, yeah, Duffy was like totally in the right on this one and da da da. And he was like, yeah, man, if you disrespect me, I'm probably going to ask you to, you know, whatever I'm letting you slide on, I'm not going to let you slide on. And then Sean was like, yeah, I pay your phone bill. He was like, if you start being shitty to me, I may not pay your phone bill. And I was like, that's too funny. I was like, this is a
38?
No. How old is Sean, though? Is Sean older?
I think he's around the same age.
Okay. Well, this is a 38-year-old man telling another 38-year-old man, I pay your phone bill. That part right there, I was like, wait, what? I was like, I remember you said something about it, Duffy. It was just funny. I was like, oh, my God. Patrick was right. He wasn't just being petty. I was like, this motherfucker really pays his phone bill, and this is a grown-ass man.
Yeah, older than me.
Yeah. Old. Wait.
No, I'm 37, dude. Shut up.
No. I was going to say older than all of us.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, but sorry. That's why I stopped saying that. I was like, wait. I was like, wait, how old is Gary again?
No.
But it was, oh, my God. It was perfect. Like, I don't know what you expected. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't expect them to be that raw and real with him while, I guess, you know, quote unquote, on the air or whatever.
Yeah, neither did I.
And for him to put it out, I would assume he would have just been like,
it would have required effort. It would have required effort.
Yeah. And that's another thing. Sean kept saying, like, man, you're lazy as fuck. And they did the friend thing where they were like, you're so talented. If you would just do this, this, and this. They was like, but you do none of that. And you suck at this. And you don't want to play with people. And you sabotage everything. And I was like, God damn. I was like, this is a history lesson, a fucking therapy session. Oh, man. I was like, oh, this is good. I was like, I like that one. I was like, that was pretty good. That was deep. It was deep and stupid. And I still was. I was like, God, he just really wants that. He don't care for no goddamn reason. And what was so funny is I remember going to the show, and I told him a while ago, I was like, you realize, like, she doesn't care that much about it. I was like, she just doesn't. I was like, initially, I was like, oh, no, Carrie likes you. That's how she is. I was like, oh, no, she doesn't like you. It was like, but at the same time, I was like, she's not like, I don't like him. Let's get him off there. I was like, she's more or less like, I don't like him, but Jimmy and Sean are cool or something like that. So,
yeah.
Are we back on yet?
I'm trying. I don't know what's going on. I think, there we go. Give me a second.
Well, hold on. Let me get some water right quick there. Jaden, close your door.
So what's having issues?
We'll be back, guys. I'm going to start recording. Mic check, check, 1, 2. Yes, indeed. Say hi, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Say hi, Michael.
Hola, Miguel.
Oh, you're so damn loud.
I can't help you on that one, baby.
It's weird because I don't see, like, how you have it up on the TV, the split. It doesn't come up for me.
What? Oh. Well, no, that's right, it's not. Hold on, thank you.
There you go. That's better anyway.
Ta-da! There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You caught me sipping.
Yeah, no, it's all right. All right, let's go back in. Yeah. All right, all I gotta say about this is that it was a glorious train wreck. It was a man holding high to his lie and his self-delusion. And then at the very end, he had no other way of fighting this. So he finally copped up to the fact that he was lying. But he wouldn't say that he was lying. He was basically like, oh, I was just kidding you. And, that made it great. And the fact that he was going as low to say, oh, she's not funny, which is bullshit. Because I have people that have no reason to lie to me. People that, like, I'm not even acquaintances with, complete strangers sometimes, that say, hey, Carrie is my favorite. She is so funny, all sorts of other stuff. You know, it's like, okay, I don't think she's unfunny. Dig. I know. And on another note, congratulations, Sean, on becoming a homeowner. Sean actually signed and closed and became a homeowner today.
Go, Sean!
Yeah.
So, Sean McBee, or how do you say it? McBee? Is that how you say it? Sean McBee?
Yeah. Sean McBee, yes, that is his name.
All right, go, Sean. That's a grown man thing right there, boy.
Man. So you've been watching much TV lately, Mike?
I watch it a lot. I spent a lot of time watching TV when my balls were healing.
What are you even watching, man?
You know, I got on my Netflixes. I finished up my Defenders last Wednesday or Thursday.
You give spoilers, you die.
Man, I mean, they defended the city. but no, they... what else did I start on? There's some other shows that I watch. You know, I just caught up on everything that I didn't get the chance to watch. But yeah, man, it was perfect. I loved it. I fucking loved it.
Well, I'm glad you've been watching TV.
I saw some of that show you guys like.
What's that? This Is Us, Will and Grace, Lethal Weapon?
That one.
Will and Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you suck.
You watch Lethal Weapon?
I love Lethal Weapon. Carrie and I both.
Really? I haven't watched it. I just assumed it was kind of corny.
No, I'll be honest.
Kind of like how they brought out Rush Hour with the two young people or whatever. I was like, yeah, it's kind of corny. I'm done with this.
No, it really isn't. Like, and we talked about it when it first debuted, but it's a reimagining of the movies as a television show. Completely new characters. It's not like they're saying the same things or lines or anything. It's a complete reimagining. It is, well, shit, let me just let the ass kicker of the relationship tell you. Carrie, what do you think about Lethal Weapon?
I think it's great. It's for a television show, a network television show at that, where they tend to, you know, dump money into the pilot and then kind of cut the budget, you know, so that they can't do anything really cool anymore.
Yeah.
It maintained itself for the entire first season anyway, and the chemistry is really good. I like the Wayans guy. It's Wayans, isn't it?
Damon Wayans, yeah.
And I enjoyed it. Haven't really had a chance to watch anything lately.
No, we're still, like, we haven't even seen episode one of the latest season of Game of Thrones.
Wait a second. How dare you disrespect my ears with the words that you just allowed to come out of your mouth?
What, Game of Thrones?
I haven't watched it yet.
No, dude, we haven't had time. We've been so friggin' busy. All right, let's think of it this way. I am interim producer for Table Reads, which requires a ton of production.
I don't want to hear that nonsense. You make time for GOT, baby.
No, no. I make time for Epiphany Craft Studio. Carrie, yes.
No.
I will mute you.
Bad Duffy.
You let me speak.
Bad Duffy.
All right, so here's the thing. When I'm not producing Table Reads, I am sitting down and I am trying to either produce videos for Carrie, get her to record voiceovers for Carrie, recording videos for Carrie, or working on Carrie's website. And when I'm not doing that, I find time to watch an episode of, you know, some quick show while I eat dinner, and then I go right back to it.
You know, this is something my father told me when I was younger. As a young lad, I looked at him with sympathetic, hopeful eyes, just filled with, "Papa, can you tell me what you always say?" And my father looked down at me with a stern but loving look and said, "Well, young child, excuses are like assholes. Everybody's got one."
He must have read my book, because I say that all the time.
And goddamn it, Duffy, I got an asshole.
Well, I got an asshole too, and it's not sitting next to a pair of balls that just been cut into.
I'm proud of that, goddamn it.
So I'm one up on you, man.
I told you I would streamline this thing and take the taters completely out of the situation. All right,
man.
I'd get a little bit deeper than I usually do. Okay, nothing stopping me. I'm diving deeper.
All right,
but again, don't disrespect the GOT.
I gotta watch it. We both gotta watch it. I understand this. We will get to it when we have time.
But it's the end of this season. Whoo! It gets really good. You need to spend a weekend watching it.
I know I do. But I just don't have weekend time right now, because my weekends are currently filled with more productive things than television. As sad
there
as it is.
Nothing more productive than television.
No, that's the antithesis of productivity. Anyway, hey, I do want to know, Will and Grace, this is us, Lethal Weapon. Have you guys seen it? If so, send an email. Let us know what you think. Prime@rogueintel.com. We're also on the Facebook and Twitter. Just, you know, hit us up. Because I want to know. Because I don't anticipate having time to see it anytime soon.
I will say, I watched the very first 5 to 10 minutes of Will and Grace. I just assumed you were like, you know, kind of how you did Fly, like, "Oh my God, this is best." Blah, 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 blah.
Fuck you. You know, the last person that made fun of Firefly actually watched Firefly and then was very sad that there was no more Firefly.
You know why there's no more Firefly? Would you like to know?
Fox's assholes.
That is true.
I know, and that's the only answer.
But it sucked. No.
So, I wanted to try something new on the show today. I wanted to try a little something I like to call the trend. We don't have any music for it. We don't We might never have music for it. I don't know. But essentially what I'd like to do is go through a couple of Facebook trending stories just to expose them. And, you know, hey, we might
get expose them.
We might get some extra hits from the SEO if we do. So who the hell knows? Anyway, this is the trend. First, we are looking at a story from Time magazine. And it's all about a model that almost lost her eye and became partially blind after getting a sclera tattoo. Now,
what tattoo? All right, what is that?
For those who don't know what a sclera tattoo is, or mm-hmm. what a sclera is, the sclera is the white part of your eyeball.
God damn.
I know. Listen.
Caucasian.
Yes, very Caucastic.
There, I was about to bring the word back.
As a matter of fact, she even has a name that starts with C. It's Kat Gallinger. She's a 24-year-old model.
Is she a real model or an Instagram model?
No, I don't know. She's a model. She could be a porn star for all I know. Time magazine dubs it a model. She had sought out a sclera tattoo, which is a new trend in which people get inked into their eyeball to turn the sclera or the white part of the eyeball into a different color. And, well, her procedure last month went wrong and left purple ink oozing out of her eye, which quickly became swollen, infected, and painful. She was quoted to say it hurt. It burned, Gallagher told Time on Friday. At its worst, it's like having a migraine, then also being punched in the face at the same time. It's taken a big toll on my mental health. To that, I'd like to say, don't fucking get a tattoo. I mean, I'm inked all over. I've got tattoos, you know, like nobody's business. I'm not stupid enough to, like, ink my hand or somewhere where I can't cover it up. Why the hell would I get a sclera tattoo? Like, anyone who, like, you might as well just get a face tattoo.
And this is the part of the episode where I bring back a callback. I learned that from a comedian. Not the comedian, the non-comedian we were talking about.
Okay, good to know.
The Hitler of my dreams.
All right. Well, I guess, Carrie, take it away.
She is concentration camp material.
Yeah, definitely. To me, this is no different than when people put hockey pucks in their ear. You know, all these people live in the now. They don't think of, you know, what is this going to be like when I'm 50? You know, what's this going to be like when I finally meet someone who maybe they're straight-laced and, you know, corporate America, and I'm like head over heels, but they get turned off because my eyeball is purple.
Yeah.
Or I have hockey pucks in my ears.
Here's the funny thing about it. She didn't even get to 50. She got to a week.
I mean, it makes no sense to me. You know, tattoos are one thing, like on your arm, your hands, legs,
your wrist,
whatever. You kind of have to think, well, okay, is that something I can live with looking at for the rest of my life? Or am I going to have to put the money out to try and get it removed? And is it something that when I get older and grandkids look at it, that I'll be embarrassed by it? Yeah, they don't think about that. Oh, this is the new cool thing. I need to do it. Yeah. You know, and then you spend $30,000 trying to get the holes in your ears, fixed.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and this is what happens when you trust your boyfriend to give you a tattoo.
Is that who did it?
Yes.
Oh, I got so stuck on the stupidity part.
See, here's the thing. He made many errors during the procedure. He did not mix the ink with any saline. He used a large needle instead of a small one, which went too deep into the eye. And instead of doing several small dosages, Gallagher just took one large injection during a 10-minute sitting.
Yeah, so she's probably used to that.
Wow.
Bazinga.
Yes, she is.
All right. So, yeah, that's that one. Let's think about something else that we want to talk about. Racism. Mike, take it away. We've got a story for you right from the trending section of Facebook.
I'm sorry. I just like the way you did that. Racism. Mike, take it away.
We now go live to the local black man.
Oh, I actually kind of liked it. It says a Fredericksburg, Virginia woman has gotten a permit to erect a large Black Lives Matter flag on her property. A flag, she says, in opposition to a 30 by 30 foot Confederate flag visible from Interstate 95. Now,
what? So yeah. Let me get this straight. She went from racist, hater of all things black.
No, black no, she doesn't own the Confederate flag. She's doing it in opposition.
Yeah, she wants it to be just as big as the Confederate flag.
Oh.
Yeah, so she's actually...
fundamental.
I'm sorry. I'm... Yeah. Okay.
It's all right.
Let's back up a little bit and try to save this bit. tell us about this woman who wants a Black Lives Matter flag.
Well... She's basically, it's in opposition to a 30-foot Confederate flag that's, she said, you can see from Interstate 95, we'll just call it. So there's basically been a bunch of attempts to try and take the flag down, you know, but the court ruled earlier that month that it could stay put. It's on private property, you know, all the same stuff, the reason why you see idiots with Confederate flags nowadays. But here's the thing. She said she's raised $20,000 to $25,000 to buy a flagpole, match the size of the Confederate flag, and it says basically the flag's been up since 2014. And, you know, some are angry. Here's the thing. I don't understand why people wave the Confederate flag. Those are the same ones be like, I'm so American. Like, well, then why do you have the Confederate flag up? And you know what? Don't worry about it. It's stupidity is stupid. You know, just sometimes, and I know a couple people, we've all said, please wear the Confederate flag. I want to see it flying high above your house.
Yeah, that way I know. Like,
I want to see it on your car. I want to see it on book bags, shoes. I want to see the most swagged out Confederate flag person I've ever seen. I'm talking about hats, shirts, drawers, socks, everything, bracelets, rings. Bring it out. So that way I don't have to wonder if this person hates me or I know right off the back. If this motherfucker right here gets out of control, I need to hurt him first or her first. Because, see, some people can be like, oh, no, I would never do that. And then go home like, stupid motherfucker, stupid nigger, all that.
Do you have to keep using that word on our show?
Oh, no, I don't. but it always fits the what I'm using it for. But again... I'm not going to Trevor it up, I promise. but it's just funny because it's like, I'm reading this, and the more I read it, it's kind of, you know, it's like, it just gets dumber and dumber. And it's like, why? There is no Black Lives Matter flag. It just doesn't exist. And you're trying a little too hard. I don't know. I want the flag up because now with the flag down, people will mistake this person who has a flag up as a decent human being. Going on?
Well, anyone with a Black Lives Matter flag flying high above their home.
First of all, it's a white lady.
It is a white lady, but it still doesn't make it mean anything. Like, me, now granted, full disclosure here, I am a Caucasian male.
I think we got that.
Yeah, well, just in case you have never seen the live stream and don't know what I look like, I am a white dude. That being said, yeah, yeah, yeah. I really am sick and tired of Black People Matter, because I've said it. I said it during the riots live on the show. As a matter of fact, we recorded the day it happened, and I said it then. I don't get what the deal is with Black Lives Matter, because it's like, okay, not all Black Lives Matter, not all White Lives Matter, not all Lives Matter in general.
Well, so you know what's funny? So my boss, He's super conservative, and me and him enjoy going back and forth with each other. We talk. It's funny, but he was like, "Man, you know, Black Lives Matter. That's stupid. That's stupid." Blah blah blah. And I'm like, eh, the sentiment, the actual words, I have to be for. Like, no offense, I have to be for them. I have a bunch of black lives that matter to me, so black lives do matter.
Well, some your black lives matter.
But that's what I'm saying. Their black lives matter to me. I got three in this house. I got, you know, like another 80 out there that I'm related to and friends with and stuff like that. So, yeah, man, they do matter to me. Now, does the organization that's behind it mean anything to me? No, I don't. Because, see, the problem is they go from one extreme to the other. They never really pinpoint. You don't really have a leader of it and none of that. So it kind of gets lost. And you got a bunch of assholes who take advantage of, like, Black Lives Matter, and you're blocking the goddamn freeway. I'm like, listen, you're going to get hit. All right, I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a racist, conservative Klan member or nothing, but I'm going to be honest with you. If I'm doing 70 on the highway and your ass is in the middle of it, it's a possibility you might get hit before I see. Maybe you might just get hit for being stupid. I don't know. You know what? I might just do one of those things where I get real close, and then I just inch closer and closer and closer and let the car push you out the way. You're like, oh, my God, they're trying to run us off. Like, no, I just gently pushed you in my car. That's it. So, you know, like I said, it's kind of – I know what the sentiment is. You know, again, like I said, I gotta be with the words. As you see, the little black life that just walked by, I gotta agree with the words. Do I agree with the organization? Nah, I don't really know what they stand for. And I went on the website, and that shit is all over the place. And it was just funny because while he's laughing, I'm laughing too. And I'm like, I tell people all the time, I'm not conservative, I'm not liberal, I'm not really religious, none of that. It just gotta make sense. Like, just don't do something just to do it. Like, it gotta make sense. And if it don't make sense, I'm not following. I'm not helping you out. I'm not supporting it. I'm not giving you, you know, like, people like to say, well, they're black. I'm like, yeah, so are murderers and rapists. Am I supposed to be with them? Like, there's some black rapists out there. I'm not with them. You know, I can't mess with those people. So I kind of, as much as I want to go, Patrick, no, you should. Nah, I kind of like, all right, you're right.
All right, cool. So we're both agreeing on this one. And Carrie,
I did all that to go to you're right.
Thank you. And Carrie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she agrees too. On that note, let's go to a break. Why
let's
not?
Do it.
When we come back, we are going to be doing everyone's favorite Friday festivities. Stump the Chump.
Stumpy of the Chumpy.
Stumpy of the Chumpy in my Bumpy Dumpy?
Humpy Pump? I don't know.
Ever since the hobbits threw the ring into that stupid volcano, I've needed a new one. I go to RogueIntel.com/Amazon. And I order my new processes. Go! Go! Process!
Movies, anime, comics, video games, and pop culture. These are but mere playthings for the manliest beings in all of podcasting history, the powerful Nerdcast. Hosted by the gurus of geekdom, Corey and Christian. Join them each week to discuss all things nerd culture. Everything from Star Wars to Dragon Ball Z and everything in between. Find the powerful Nerdcast on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network at RogueIntel.com.
Table Reads, now part of the Rogue Intel Podcast Network.
Hey everybody, this is Trevor, and I'm here with Sean.
Hi.
And we're from Table Reads. Do you know what Table Reads is?
No.
Exactly.
I don't know what it is.
Even Sean doesn't know what it is, and he created it. Well, Sean, if you had to guess, which clearly you do, what do you think Table Reads is?
I would think it's a show about a fat guy and a skinny guy reading some bad scripts that never got to be made into movies.
Experience the worst Hollywood has to offer with readings of the scripts you never wanted.
You know, the thing I love about you, Sean, ever since we were kids, is you're always good at guessing. You nailed it.
Yay!
Yay!
Table Reads. Every Tuesday, right here on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network, or visit TableReadsPodcast.com.
Harry Potter, what are you doing listening to Rogue Intel? That podcast is for Slytherin.
Land, you're listening to Hellfire, Prime Network. Is it Prime Network? Rogue Intel Network? Prime Rogue Intel Network? Is it one long name or are you using two names? The Prime Podcast. This is the Prime Podcast. Are we live? Is this the Prime Podcast? Hey, Mom! I'm listening to the Prime Podcast! Did I lose you guys? I'm getting yelled at for dinner. Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! I don't know. I'm hungry for buttercups, some Campbell's soup, and some Pop-Tarts at this point. I don't know why. Oh. Hey, this is Hellfire, and you're listening to the Prime Podcast.
And we're back on Prime. Michael, are you ready to play everyone's favorite Friday's festivities?
What that is.
That's right. Stump the Chump is everyone's favorite Friday game. It's a game where we try to test each other's knowledge of pop culture. You see, we've got three rounds: music, movies, and media. And, you know, if we're really lucky, we'll even give you a tiebreaker. Here's the deal. We don't own any of the copyrights for this shit, so don't sue us. We're doing it because we like it. We've got three rounds. Let's start it off with music. Carrie, take it away.
1985. You turned me on.
I don't know. I got a guess on the band.
Can I guess right now, or do you want to guess first?
Well, Carrie already knows my guess for the band. Yeah, go ahead and guess.
David Bowie. You're not Carrie.
But no.
I'm guessing you two, and that's only because I don't know who it is.
And no.
All right. No one's getting anything on this one. Carrie, what is it?
It is Simple Minds, Never Alive and Kicking.
Never would have got that.
I know.
It's a song I knew, though. It's just I didn't know who it was or what it was for that matter. Mike, music pick, take it away.
1990s R&B.
So you're having my baby, and it means so much to me. There's nothing more precious than to raise a family. If there's any doubt in your mind, you can count on me.
I don't know.
No.
I think I've heard it.
Care Bear, anything?
Nope.
I'm going to say it's R. Kelly, but I don't think it is.
Care Bear?
Nope.
You're just not going to guess?
Nope.
It is a group. Well, actually, it's really two people, but it's Jodeci.
Oh,
Forever My Lady. Yeah, yeah. You guys have heard Jodeci, I know.
Yeah,
no, not so much.
No, I have. I have.
That's all I need.
I definitely all right, come have. On. All right, so no one's got any points thus far. Let's see if we can change that. This is a little ditty.
About Jack and Diane?
Two American kids growing up in the heartland. No, it's not about Jack and Diane. It is a 1968 song in the psychedelic post-rhythm and blues genre.
Oh.
Post-rhythm and blues. See if you can get that one.
Yeah, I just realized.
Such a great song, and everyone knows it, right?
I've definitely heard it.
Yeah, I've heard it. That's it. That's all I got.
See, that's how the game is played. Everyone's heard it. Boo. Does anyone know who it is?
Nope.
And I'll give you a free hint.
What that is?
This band's guitarist also played on the Beatles song, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Free hint.
Yeah, I don't know what hint that is, but okay. Ringo.
What?
Ringo. I'm going Ringo.
No.
Ringo is the drummer.
Well, there it shows you what I know about the Beatles, all right?
All right, Carrie. This band's guitarist also played guitars on the song While My Guitar Gently Weeps. What do you got?
Well, that was Harrison George.
George was the Beatles song who did the other part of the Beatles song, yes. But who played guitars on that song? It was not George playing guitars on that song. He played rhythm on that song. Who played lead guitars?
Well, how the fuck would I know?
George,
I would just like to put it out there that your hints suck.
Mm-hmm.
George went on to marry his wife.
That's usually who, if you're straight, you marry.
Wow. Am I really? All right. No one has anything.
Nope.
All right. The answer was Eric Clapton, by the way.
Wow.
He was the guitar player for Cream, and that was White Room.
If you say so.
So, okay, we have no points for round one.
It's a tie, baby. Three-way tie.
We have got to step it up. Carrie, please help us out with your movie pick.
1990.
Genre.
Movie.
Stop being a cunt.
Stupid.
You're being a hole.
Yeah, well, hold this, motherfucker. Just play the clip.
I tell you, Carl. This is the last year we throw trash.
You said that last year.
Yeah, but this year I mean it.
You meant it last year.
Hey, Carl. Is this yours?
Nah, it ain't my color. It's a bra, James. Look at this smut. Well, if it isn't the South Bay's finest.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I haven't seen that in years.
Do you need a hint, Mr. Jenkins?
Yes, I do.
The two lead actors are half brothers, and they have a famous father.
A famous father died.
No, he's still alive.
Oh, is he?
Pretty sure.
I think I know. I probably know the brothers, which is the. Is it the Estevezes or Emilio Estevezes? Or whatever.
Emilio Estevez is one of them. Can you name the other one?
He changed his name.
Yes, he did. He's winning.
Oh yeah, Charlie Sheen. Yeah. The movie.
Yep, still alive and kicking.
Time's up, Michael.
Oh, wait. Oh, she just said the movie. Damn it.
No, no. I said he's still alive and kicking, which was the name of the song I did in the first round.
Yeah, alive and kicking.
Ah, I see what you
did. It was a callback, Michael.
You're right. Wait. Okay, so we haven't said the movie name.
No.
Still alive and kicking.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
No, wait. I was just talking out loud.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with that.
I'm just trying to figure out her theme. She usually likes to do themes. I pay attention to her. Okay, unlike you, I pay attention to Care Bear.
Tiger Blood.
That's the name of the movie?
No.
Oh.
That's a Charlie Sheen reference.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah. See, now I'm going to think nothing but Charlie Sheen stuff now.
Well, this is a Charlie Sheen movie.
Yeah, but it's one of those movies before I ever got into Charlie Sheen.
He did like three or four movies with his half-brother. This is one of them.
Dazed and Confused, I don't know.
Men at Work.
Correct. Oh,
I think I never saw it. If I did, I don't remember it.
It was a great movie. So that actually gives us our first point. Thank you, movie round. Mike, what is your movie pick?
Well, I got a little thing. 1990s action.
Electromagnetic accumulator.
So what? It needs batteries? What size? I mean, where the fuck do you find batteries in the future? What, is a battery store around, motherfucker?
Excuse me, museum patron. Can I...
Where's the Radio Shack? Huh? Ooh, sweet music to my ears.
When activated, the magnetic accelerator gun will achieve fusion in 2.6 minutes.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about leaving quickly. Patience is not one of my virtues.
It's a great movie, man.
You sure?
It is a great movie. I know. Wait. I've seen it. I am pretty sure I know who that is.
Curry, any guesses?
Should I send it to him?
No.
Why not? I'm going to say Demolition Man.
Well, Duffy, you got it wrong. Curry got it right.
Yeah, I know. Now, as soon as she said it, I was like, God damn it.
Because that was Wesley.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes. My guess was Blade, because I knew it was Wesley.
Now, this is way before Blade. All right, I like it. You know, every now and then I got to get you. Go ahead, Duffy. Let me get some movies up at you.
I got to give Carrie a point first. There we go.
I want a goddamn point.
Well, maybe you'll get a point with this one.
Let's do it.
All right, this is a 2003 comedy.
Okay.
It has won many awards, but not for why you would think.
It's sadness, and I'm fucking sad. You got me. You're a genius. And why I'm fucking sad? Because I got this fucking beautiful, sexy, gorgeous, heartthrob-a-rama, fucking smart, amazing, bombshell, 17 on a fucking 10-scale girl sleeping in a bed right next to me. You know what? She's a stone-cold dyke. A fucking untouchable, unhavable, unattainable brick wall fucking Dicosaurus Rexite.
I needed more than that. Hey,
I gave you quite a bit.
You did.
I gave you 4 seconds over 30.
You did.
I gave you 34 seconds.
I gave you 34 seconds on the last one, too. Like 32.
You gave me 32, so yes, you did. So yeah. Big props, big Papa Mike. All right. Does anyone know who this is?
Nope.
Nah.
You don't know who it was talking?
Nope.
All right, let me give you a hint. This is Ben Affleck.
Talking?
Yes.
Oh, that's before he went true Hollywood. No?
No, this was 2000.
Oh, wait. I think I know it now.
All right, send it in. All right, now this is pretty much known for being the worst movie ever.
He was the bomb in Phantoms.
Yeah. He was the bomb in Phantoms, yes. But this is not Phantoms. Carrie, do you have any guesses?
Phantoms.
You're guessing Phantoms, even though I said it wasn't Phantoms.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Michael, what is your guess?
I don't know how to, I don't remember how to say it. Is it Geely or G?
It's Geely. It is. It's Geely. That's how you would say it. And you're wrong.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no, I'm kidding. You're right.
Oh, okay. I was like, why would you correct me if I'm wrong?
No, that was Geely. Or Giggly.
Exactly. I didn't know how to spell it.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, that ties us all at one. Yeah. So right now, it's anyone's game. Carrie, media, please.
93 to 99 TV show.
While you're here, tell me, should I take this back?
I think you should put it on.
I already had it on. It flattens out my... Oh! Mrs. Sheffield! Why didn't you say anything?
Well, I didn't notice.
You didn't... You know, I'm beginning to wonder about you, too. Oh, I can't get it on.
Smith's fine, we'll get it on.
Yes. Yeah, I remember that show quite well.
I can't remember the name of it now. I know, isn't it? That's Fran Drescher.
It is Fran Drescher, yes.
I can't remember the name of the show that she was on. Oh, Duffy, you know it, right?
I do.
Isn't it The Nanny or something like that?
Carrie?
Yes.
Well, woohoo, Mike. You get a point, and I get a point.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, that gives us both points, I guess, then. All right, Mike, what is your media pick?
Mine is 2017 comedy?
Pickle! I'm a pickle! Whoa! Oh, crap, that sun is bright. Okay, come on. This can't really be the way I go out. This is the mega genius equivalent of dying on the toilet. It's so hot. This is how I'm gonna die. God, moisture.
Dude, I have... I don't know. Sausage party. I have no fucking clue.
Well, then you're out of here. Curry, you are right.
Rick and Morty.
Son of a bitch!
That's Pickle Rick, bitch!
How the fuck did you get that?
She got it immediately, too.
See, here's the thing. I've been told, like, by four different people that I need to watch that show, that it's amazing.
The fact that you haven't makes me angrier at you.
Dude, I haven't watched Game of Thrones. I haven't watched The Defenders. I haven't watched This Is Us, which I cry every episode. I freaking love that show.
You know,
Lethal Weapon, or will it, just anything. I haven't watched anything lately.
Patrick, I don't know if... Did you watch Chappelle's show?
Did
you watch the Dave Chappelle show?
Oh, no, Dave Chappelle's show? No, I didn't watch that.
Well, in one scene, Rick James says, "What did the five fingers say to the face?" And Charlie Murphy leans in and he slaps him.
God rest his soul.
Yes, both of their souls. And that's what I'm going to have to do to you.
Well, you got to be here to do it, man. And I got a mic here, so you don't even have to bring yours. Just get your ass over here.
I'm going to take it from the top of your head to the crack of your ass.
Well, I'll tell you what. You get over here, and you can slap me live on the show. Just let me take my glasses off, and you can slap me live on the show.
I don't know why you need your glasses off. I said I'm going crack, baby. I'm going all crack.
Oh, God.
But you know what? I digress. But no, man, you gotta watch Rick and Morty. It's like, it's
I know I do. Everyone is telling me I need to watch it. It's just like, and you know, now I'm being told that I should watch Cowboy Bebop, which is basically like the anime version of Firefly.
I've never been into anime, so
neither have I. I do not like it.
I don't like anime. Only one I ever liked was Dragon Ball Z. And then also is one called One Punch Man. or something like that.
Yeah, One Punch. The only one I ever liked was the Avatar.
Well, is that an anime though?
No, it wasn't anime.
Was it manga?
No, it was on fucking Cartoon Network.
Yeah, I think it was still drawn in the anime fashion.
I think it wasn't anime, though.
I think it is anime.
I don't think so.
I know the One Punch Man and Dragon Ball Z are anime, so.
Well, yes, they are. But now I'm being told Cowboy Bebop is really good. But it's like,
That's been on for like a decade or something like that, so you gotta.
I just don't have time right now. Like, I'll get to it someday.
Well, you'd probably have time if you'd stop running your lip and let Mike play.
Fuck. All right. All right. Here is my media pick. This is from 1993 in comedy. This album went double platinum. That's 2 million sold.
It's going to be something I don't know.
Can you pass the beats, please?
Here you go.
Thanks. Hey, Mom, guess what? I got invited to a party tonight, and I'm going to go if that's okay with you.
No!
Why not, Mom?
Yeah, why, Mom? You should go.
It's gonna be fun.
Hey, Mom, I saw this great skirt at the mall today, but it was $34, which isn't that high of a price, but I was nervous to buy it. What do you think?
No!
Hey, Mom, I gotta get up pretty early tomorrow for Little League tryouts.
No!
Yeah.
Mom, can you pass the salad dressing?
No!
Please?
No!
Come on, Mom.
No!
I'll get it for you, Cindy.
So I have a question. That's supposed to be funny.
Yes. Yes, it is. No, I had to cut out the title because, you know, it's something that's said throughout the piece. You know this person. Like, there's no way you don't.
When was it again?
1993.
It's a person? Just one person?
It's a comedy album by one person, yes.
Oh.
Do not shout it out.
Yeah, I was going to say, Carrie, do you have anything?
No.
Michael, what is your best guess?
Weird Al Yankovic.
No.
Really?
It's Adam Sandler with They're All Going to Laugh at You.
I'd be honest with you.
And again, wasn't funny.
He wasn't a good comedian to me.
He really was. It was funny as hell. I mean, he didn't do stand-up. It was all skits, but it was good stuff.
That's why I didn't really like him. I just thought he was weird.
Well, he is weird, but he's also funny and talented. Anywho.
A lot of the movies he put out.
A lot of the movies are good. Anywho, let's get back onto the show. Carrie, Michael, and myself are all tied at 2. So, Carrie, what is your tiebreaker?
Music, 1985.
When it feels like the world is on your shoulders and all of the madness has got you going crazy, it's time to get out. Step out into the street where all of the action is right there at your feet. Well,
oh my god. Oh my god. I loved that song when I was like 3. No.
Well, it wasn't out when you were 3. It was out when you were 5.
Okay, well, yeah. When I was 5, I loved that shit. That was my jam when I was in diapers.
You were still in diapers?
No. God, I hope not.
That would explain so much.
Alrighty then. Yeah, I have no idea who it is or what it is or when it is and who it was.
I think I know the band. I mean, the person singing.
Really?
I should know the song, but I can't remember it.
All right. Well, I got nothing, so what do you say?
Carrie, is that El DeBarge? Or the DeBarge or whatever?
Yes, it's DeBarge.
Yeah. God, I can't remember the name of the song. I know the moment you say it, I'm going to be so mad. But what's the name of the song?
Rhythm of the Night.
Yep. Do I get at least half a point?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have 2.5 points. Mike, what is your tiebreak car?
1990s R&B.
On a perfect day, I know that I can count on you. When that's not possible, tell me, can you ever restore?
Cause I need somebody to stand by me. Oh, go ahead.
Sing it, Michael.
Bad times, it'll always be. It'll always be right here.
Man, I gotta get you to sing a new version of the Stump the Chump jingle.
Everybody loves him. Go ahead, Kerber. Kerber, you got anything, Kerber?
No.
She
said no.
Neither of us got nothing, so what is it?
That is New Edition with Johnny Gill as the new replacing Bobby Brown. Can't Stand the Rain.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Can you feel the love tonight? I learned that from Lion King. We are. That's when Simba and Nala was about to get busy.
Come on now. All right, let us see what's going on, because no one got any points on that one. So I guess I will do my tie break horror. This is 2016 in...
Oh,
in pre-crushed sand.
What?
Ah, good stuff. All right, now before we get any guesses moving along...
I already sent mine.
Well, thank you for that, Carrie. Way to be on the ball.
Ain't no wallflowers.
Okay, well, let me finish here. This is good for three parts. So we've got it's a three-part question, so it's 1.5 points total. So a half point each. I need... the artist, the name of the song, and the original artist, Michael. Carrie has sent in her guess. What say you?
A new remix version of Green Day's That's My Bitch. Brought it back, baby.
Wow. Okay. Carrie, what say you?
I said it's Flyleaf with Roxanne, originally done by the Police.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you a question. If you think it's Flyleaf, tell me the name of the singer.
Oh, fuck if I know. Some squeaky little bitch.
Oh, shit. All right, well, I guess you're only getting a full point for that one, because you got the Police and you got the name of the song, which is Roxanne. So, well, Carrie wins this edition.
So what's the midget squeaky bitch's name?
Lacey Sturm,
aka Squeaky Midget Bitch.
Well, yeah, Lacey Sturm, Squeaky Midget Bitch, singer from Flyleaf, all the same thing.
Well, if that's true, then I get all point and a half.
No. It's not exactly the same thing. It's not entirely the same thing. It's absolutely the... No. So yes, you win 3 points on Carrie. Mike, you actually beat me out. You got 2.5 points. And I only have two.
Eat it. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, no. I will gladly eat it. Just, no, not you.
Oh, no. I will dangle it above your mouth.
I will go eat a cheese stick in your honor. I have polio. It's string cheese. It's delicious. I will go eat that.
I'm a fan of it. I'll be honest with you.
All right. Well, I guess that's all for Stump the Chump. Carrie, thank you for playing and beating us. Michael, second is the best, as you know. So
of course she's the first.
You are the, yeah, well, hey. Hey, you know, apparently she's not funny either. What say you people? Prime at RogueIntel.com. I think she's fucking hilarious.
Just a salad on the show.
On that note, I think we're going to get out of here for the evening. Hey, you know what? I know this week probably sucked for you. And coming into work on Monday, you're going to listen to this episode and be like, why the hell did I come to work? Well, it's so you could listen to this while you're typing away at your keyboard. So we hope you enjoy your week. Have a great one.
Bye, baby. As every show that we do, I love you guys, but I'm about to go make a brown baby in the toilet right quick.
Hey, while you're thinking about your brown baby, think about this. Carrie is a single woman. When are we getting this shit done?
Well, you gotta put a ring on that, baby. You know, you heard Beyonce.
I know. I gotta find. I gotta get her a ring. I know.
Well, I can't help you on that one. You know, that ain't got nothing to do with me now. I just want to let you know that.